subject, am I crazy or is my wife cheating? Dear Stephen Shirley, my wife has been calling another guy and telling me that it was for her coworker. She has been calling and texting this guy right after hanging up with me and even while we are sitting in the house together, all while we are out around my family texting back and forth with this guy. One night she came home late after hanging out with her coworker, and that's when I started checking the phone messages. I saw all of the phone calls and text messages back and forth between her number and his phone number. At first, she told me that it was a coworker's phone number, but I didn't buy it. Then she told me, after I had been looking at the phone records, that it was her friend that was having the affair. But I didn't buy that either, because she was calling this guy after work. I asked her how long has her friend been having the affair, and she told me 2 months. But the phone records show a whole year of phone calls to this guy. I can't handle infidelity. We've been married for 15 years with two children, ages 14 and 9. I used to think that my wife loved me and would never do anything to hurt me. But now I feel like I don't know her. I don't trust her. Should I leave or should I stay? What should I do? I love her, but it is not the same. She has not admitted it or owned up to it, but has said, forgive me and let's move on. It's not that easy for me. I don't know what to do. Sometimes I think about having an affair to get even, but I know that's not right. I don't know what to do. Should I leave? All right, I'm not going to tell you to leave your wife, and of course, and I just won't tell you that, because you and only you can make that decision. But I must say, you have enough of a fairish type activity and behavior from her to build a strong case for cheating. I mean, her actions are horrible. She's lying. She's being disrespectful. She's careless. She's very disrespectful to you, to the two children. You know, if you do leave, she'll get what she deserves for all of her foolishness. I mean, she's throwing her marriage to you, a 15-year marriage, out of the window, texting and carrying on like this with some guy and just lying about it. If she wasn't doing anything, you have to ask yourself, why is she asking you to forgive her? Why does she just want you to forgive and move on? Forgive her for what if she's not doing anything? So I think, yeah, your marriage is in some serious trouble here. You want to know what to do. She obviously isn't going to come clean about this. So it's really up to you if you want to stay in this situation and forgive her and move on. That's up to you. I'm not going to tell you to leave her, but a lot of evidence here. Steve?
I don't understand the purpose of the letter at all. I mean, how do you type these words out, send them to a radio show, and when you read the words, how they sound to you? I mean, I'm sure these people read these letters before they send them in. You know, they go and go, yeah, that's it. Okay, so she been calling, texting this guy right after hanging up with you, even while y'all sitting at the house together, all while you hanging out around your family, texting back and forth with this guy. Okay, do you know why she's doing that, sir? Let me give it to you real simple. Because you allow it. You allow it. You allow her to text another man in front of you while y'all sitting there. You know she texting this guy, and you allow it. So what's happening? It's just like when a man does stuff in a woman's face and she finds an excuse to make up for it. You're allowing and condoning his behavior, so that's what he's doing. Well, you're allowing and condoning your wife's behavior. It can happen to men just like it happened to women. Don't think it ain't. Here's a clear-cut case of what's really going on. Why you don't see it, I don't understand. I saw all the phone numbers and text messages back and forth between her number and his. First, she told me it was a coworker's phone, but I ain't buy it. Then she told me after I'd been looking at the phone records that it was her friend that was having an affair. I ain't buy that either, because she was calling this guy after work. I asked her how long a friend been having an affair. She told me 2 months, but the phone records say it's been a whole year. Okay, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then here's the dumbest part of the letter for me. But the phone records show a whole year of phone calls. I can't handle infidelity. Yes, you can. That's what you're doing. So I don't know why you don't think you can handle infidelity, because that's what you're handling. You're coping with it rather well. You're calmly writing a letter. Police ain't been out to the house. You're handling it rather well.
What?
Yeah, the police ain't been out to the house. Because I'm telling you right now, y'all at my house.
Yeah.
Once all this go down, it's going to be some people at my house. Mm-hmm. something. So now, you know, what you want us to tell you, sir? You've been married 15 years. You got 2 children, 14 and 9. I used to think my wife loved me and would never do anything to hurt me, but now I feel like I don't know her. I don't trust her. Should I leave or stay? What should I do? Shirley said it best. Can't nobody tell you to leave your wife? I'm trying to figure out how you still with her, though, even though I can't tell you to leave her. I'm stuck on how you still there while they text it. Then you said some crazy mess. I love her, but it's not. She has not admitted or owned up to it, but she has said, forgive me and let's move on. What? Forgive you for what? Right. See, this is what we finna be talking about. I forgive you. Just tell me what. And then once she tell you what you got to do. Sir, this is a letter of a guy who just not manning up. You ain't manning up. I don't even know how you're doing this. I have no idea what you're doing or how you're doing it. Why are you still letting this woman run over you like this? Why would a woman let a man run over them like this? That's the magical question. But if you've got all this evidence and you have nothing in you to say except, I don't know what I should do. Really, dog? I mean, I can't feel sorry for you because it's a real simple thing. You got to man up. I mean, what you going to do? I don't even understand why you wrote the letter, man. You done wrote the letter with all the answers is in it. Forgive me and let's move on. We ain't moving on no damn way.
Move on to divorce court.
I'm going to move on, all right. I'm going to have me a night. And then here go the other part right here. Sometimes I think about having an affair to get even. God, I've been done that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.